April 16, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Have no fear. Opening prayer. I praise you, Lord God, for you are the giver of all good things. Help me to express my thankfulness in all I am and do, all for your glory. Read Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 33. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers, and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Reflect. Fear him, you saints, and you will then have nothing else to fear. Verse 24 states a principle that applies not only to organized missions, but also to the daily lifelong mission of living for Jesus Christ. As students are like their teachers and servants like their masters, so Christians are like their Lord, Jesus Christ, who was accused by his enemies of being possessed by Beelzebul. There will always be people who oppose Jesus and his followers, and sometimes they will resort to insults, abuse, and violence. That is a reality which all Christians must learn to accept. We cannot expect to be treated better than our Lord. In the light of that reality, Jesus tells his disciples three times, "Do not be afraid." See verses 26, 28, and 31. Do not be afraid, because the Lord knows everything. Nothing is hidden from him, and all will ultimately be revealed. Do not be afraid, because no mere mortal has the power to destroy your soul. Bodily death is a small matter when compared to eternal hell. Do not be afraid, because the Lord greatly values you and cares for you, even down to the smallest detail. Rather, fear him in reverent awe, for the Lord is the one who has ultimate power over both our souls and our bodies. Speak for him. Proclaim his word openly and boldly. Publicly acknowledge Jesus Christ. Acknowledge total dependence on him for salvation, provision, protection, everything, in thought, conversation, and conduct. Not occasionally, but always. If individuals should persist in disowning Christ, it is only right that he should disown them before his Father. Fortunately, the failures of professing disciples, when they lead to true repentance, can be forgiven, as happened with Peter. So we, too, can be recommissioned and acknowledged by Christ before his Father in heaven. Apply. Where might you have failed to acknowledge Christ in your thoughts, conversations, or conduct? Turn to him and seek his forgiveness. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, please keep me centered in you. I ask for your help to use every opportunity to proclaim my faith in you.